We're going to continue our series entitled The Faith Walk. You know, in order for you and I to continue doing what God has called us to do, there's going to be a time where we're going to have to separate from sight and trust Him by faith. It's inevitable. There's no way that you and I can walk with God and depend on what we see. It's so important that we understand what is required of us as believers. Our foundation text is Mark chapter 6 and verse 45. What's our foundation text? Mark chapter 6 and verses 45. We're going to look at 45 through 52. I want you to mark your space there. We're going to look at some other scriptures before we get there. If you are desiring wisdom, healing, direction from God, it's going to require giving Him access to your life. It's going to require you and I saying, Lord, here I am. You know, there's so many things that distract us. There are so many things jockeying for our time and our attention. If we don't on purpose separate ourselves unto Him, distraction is inevitable. It requires you and I taking time out. And I encourage you to quiet the noise of the world, of the news, of your own mind, your own thoughts, and listen to what the Word of God has to say for you, for your life. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 12. This is talking about just that. Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 12. If you have it in your Bible, go ahead and turn there. Get your eyes on it. You know, it's so critical for you and I to learn of the Word. Don't get comfortable listening to what someone is saying about the Word. Get used to grabbing hold of the Word for yourself. Get used to studying the Word of God. You know why? Because it's His love letter to you. Psalms 23, 12 says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 13. We'll look at verses 43. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 43. We're going to look at two different versions of this one. We'll look at the New King James, and then we'll look at the Passion Translation. Matthew 13, 43 says, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Look at the Passion. It says, then the godly ones will shine like the brightness of the sun in their Father's kingdom realm. If you're able to understand this, then you'd better respond. You know, our response to what we hear is doing something about it. And that's what the Word of God is talking about, and that's what I'm encouraging you to do today. Don't just hear the Word. Allow the Word to move you into the direction that God is saying for you and I to go. You know, it's easy to hear the Word. It's easy to come and be a part of a service and not allow the things of God to take you to the next level. The reason why you're here today is because the anointing of God wants to take you from where you are to the center of His perfect will for your life. Raise your hand if you want to be in the center of God's will. Is that you? Is there anybody else who want to be in the center of God's will? Do you realize that's possible? That's the first thing we have to acknowledge. God desires to speak to us to get us right where He wants us to be. How many of you have ever been somewhere where you knew God told you to be? How many of you've heard from God and you know you responded? There's nothing like that. You know what that is? That's communication. That's fellowshipping with our Father. Stand strong and allow Jesus to impact you. He's the holder of your best life. You know, It's so important. Today's subtitle is called Quality Time. We're in the series entitled The Faith Walk. Today's subtitle is Quality Time. We're going to talk about quality time with our dad, quality prayer time, getting instructions from him. You know, I have three questions for us today. What is it in your life right now that has been hindering quality time? What has been preventing you from a healthy prayer life? Who has been preventing you from a healthy prayer life? And then the last question is, are they or it more reliable than God? Again, I understand how busy we can be. But the things that we have attached to, we have to ask ourselves, is that more reliable than God? That's a real question. That is something that we have to come to grips with. If not, we will spin our wheels. We'll go round and around. And see, here's the thing. Heaven is broadcasting all the time. We, the receivers, we require the tweaking. We require the tuning in, the settling down and saying, Lord, what are you saying to me? You know why this is so heavy on my heart? Because I've seen people be a part of church for years and not transform. And that hurts. That is a sad place to be. And there's countless people who are going through the motions and not allowing the word of God to transform. That's not God. We have to understand that is not God's order. He wants you and I to be transformed by his word. He wants you and I to get to a place where we're not only hearing from heaven, but we become vessels and tools that he can use. Anybody interested in being used by God? You know, a great way for you and I to determine how much we depend on the Lord is how often do we go to him in prayer? Right, Sylvia? How often? Isn't that a simple measuring? How often are we going to him and asking him for instructions, directions? How often are we allowing him to lead us to next steps? Simple way for you and I to know and understand how much we're truly dependent on him. And I know, and here's the thing, if you're hearing something like, come on, Pastor, that's religious. That's just, you know, time in prayer, setting time up, that's just religious. If that thought pops up in your head, my ask of you is, who stands the most to gain if you and I don't spend quality time with the Father? Who stands in a position of advantage if we don't go to him? The answer to that is the first part of John 10:10. The thief would love for us to say, prayer is religious. That's a religious exercise. I don't have to do that. He would love that because he can steal from you freely. He can steal and destroy from you freely because we neglect one of the greatest weapons that we have as believers. Somebody say amen to that, because it's true, it's real, it's right for us to fellowship and commune. But our Father sent his only begotten Son so that he could have a relationship with us. Don't you know that's his purpose? That's that he wants to commune with us. Look at your neighbor and say, he wants to commune with you. Those of you online, he wants to commune with you. He wants to fellowship. He wants to hang out. He wants to spend time with you. Prayer is like oxygen to the body of Christ. prayer. You know, Carolyn brought something to my attention the other day, and it was so profound. The theme of 2020 has kind of shifted to where it's more of I can't breathe. That's become the theme. There is a disease, a virus that has caused a pandemic, and it has the world holding their breath. There are safety measures put in place that require wearing a mask that makes it hard to breathe. There is social injustice and racial tension that makes it hard to breathe. Oxygen is necessary for the body. Wouldn't it make sense for the enemy to attack our ability to breathe? Yes, is the answer you're looking for. It would make sense for him to attack us in that area. The amount of oxygen that we receive plays a vital role in our lives. True or not true? Our subtitle is quality time. Let's look at our physical body as an example. We breathe oxygen roughly 10 times every minute. Our lungs allow us to inhale the oxygen that our bodies need. It also allows us to exhale carbon dioxide, which is harmful for our bodies. All of our cells need oxygen to efficiently create energy. If there's too much carbon dioxide or not enough oxygen, there's symptoms like rapid heart rate, clumsiness, emotional aspects or upsets, and fatigue. What I want you to hear is emotional upsets and fatigue. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like our society in 2020. A lack of oxygen, a lack of time with him can produce emotional upsets and fatigue. If there's too much carbon dioxide because of the absence of oxygen, lives are in danger. It can be fatal. Prayer is like oxygen to the body of Christ. When we pray, it's like we inhale fresh insight and revelation for our lives. Also, when we pray, it's like getting the wisdom and strength to exhale harmful things for our lives. Let's go to our foundation text. How many of you remember what our foundation text was? Okay. I see you, class. Mark chapter 6 and verse 45. Our faith walk will always be outside our comfort zone. Mark chapter 6 and verse 45 says, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitudes away. Now, why did the disciples have to be made to get into the boat? Why didn't they want to go? Maybe because some of them were professional fishermen who knew what a storm approaching looked like. Maybe they didn't want to go because they'd been there. You know, they were experienced on that very lake. They had knowledge of what it looked like when a storm was stirring. The Bible doesn't go into details of why. However, it's safe to say a professional fisherman understands the water, the waves, the wind. Jesus told them to go to the other side. Jesus made no mention of them going halfway and drowning. Therefore, they had a promise to stand on. And if they understood the authority that was given to them because of what Jesus said, they would have made it to the other side by faith. What about us? What has Jesus said of you? If he's called you to teach the word of God, if he's called you to be an evangelist, if he's called you to reach women and children, whatever he's called you to do hasn't changed because the wind and the waves. Because Jesus spoke it, there's a promise that you and I can stand on. What he said to you still is true. We got to settle that, because the pressures of the world, the wind and the wave, this was such a distraction to these professional fishermen. They thought their lives were in danger. What has God called you to do? Did he mean it? No demon in hell can stop the call that's on your life. It's important that we acknowledge who called us, who told you to do what you're doing. Understanding that, family, we have to understand the authority of our yes. When we said yes to Jesus, it's backed by power. It's backed by all of heaven because we said yes. Let's go to verse 46. Mark 6, 46. Our faith is in his promise. That's not Mark 46. I'm just saying that. Our faith, I think this is where we're getting ourselves into trouble. I'm not asking you to believe in you. I'm not asking you to believe in your abilities. We're talking about him. Our faith is in his promise. He has never lied. He has never failed. Verse 46 says, and when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to do what? To pray. You mean Jesus had to pray too? Verse 47, now when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. Now the disciples left the shore of the Sea of Galilee about sundown. Jesus didn't start walking by them until the fourth watch. The fourth watch is between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. They had a whole bunch of time to be worried, to be concerned, to be afraid. Now, that trip from one side to the other is about 2 hours. That shows you how bad the storm was, how bad the wind and the waves were. Now, we have to give the disciples some credit. It would have made more sense for them to turn back. They were professionals. They knew that there was real danger going on. They didn't turn back. They kept, think about that. 2 hours is all it would have taken normally. And they, what was it, 12, 13, 14 hours? They kept trying. They stayed the course. No matter how bad it got. What an awesome example for you and I. What a lesson for us to learn. It didn't matter how bad it got. They continued the course that Jesus put them on. And sometimes the disciples get a bad rap. You know, we'll look at them like, man, they were scared. Come on. You know, Jesus, we ought to know. You know, Jesus told them they should have knew better. They didn't turn back. They could have. You know what? It was probably minutes to get back to the shore, but they stayed the course. Family, stay the course. Stay the course. Keep doing what Jesus said to do. Yes, it's hard. It's worth it. You know, retreat is always attractive. Retreat is always available. It's easy, but there's no reward in the retreat. Our reward comes from our standing a course, us going forward and doing what Jesus said do. Despite the resistance and the threat of their lives, the disciples kept heading in the direction the Lord told them to go. Quality prayer time improves our position. There are things that we must do to position ourselves for a miracle. First of all, we have to be doing what the Lord said for us to do. What has He told you to do? Even when the going gets tough, keep doing what the Lord said to do. You know what that does? That positions us for the miracle. It positions us. We are in place because we're doing what He said. Here's the other thing. If we are in obedience, doing the bidding of Jesus, He's responsible for us. If you're doing what He said do, you are a part of His plan. You are a part of His vision, and now He's responsible. It's when we do things on our own. It's when we take it up on our own because it's too hard. It's too tough. I don't want to go through this again. You know, like, I got to start over. It's when we choose our own path that He's not responsible. Let's go verse 49. We're still in Mark 6, verse 48. Verse 48. It says, "Then He saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, He came to them walking on the sea and would have passed them by." 49 says, "And when they saw Him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out. For they all saw Him and were troubled. But immediately He talked with them and said to them, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.'" Verse 51 says, "Then He went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed at Himself beyond measure and marveled." Now, we have to understand something. Jesus was not in a yacht while they were on the wind and the wave waters. Jesus was in the same situation that they were in. It's not like Jesus had a covering. It's not like Jesus was in the middle of exactly what they were in. He knew exactly what they were going through, and the same is true with us. Jesus knows exactly what we go through. He knows exactly how we're feeling. He knows exactly how hard we've tried. He knows exactly how many times we've stumbled and fell and getting back up. He knows exactly what you're going through, and what He's saying to you is, you are gonna make it. I'm here with you. We have to settle. We can look at that and think that the circumstances were different for Jesus. It wasn't. He understands what you're going through. He knows what's going on. And He chose you. He chose you. You see, we could get it twisted and think we have to perform and be a certain way. We can get to the place where we think we have to have it all together. That there can't be any marks in our lives. There can't be any mess up, no mistakes or shortcomings in order to be qualified to be used of God. And that's not true. God loves you, and He desires to use you, and He knows exactly what you've been through. He's aware of how you're feeling. He's aware of how difficult it is. He's aware. You know what? The lie is that you are all alone. That's not true. You are not alone. The promise. And the reason why we have to settle on the word of God, because the promise is, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Your feelings will say something contrary to that. Sight will betray you. Family, whatever you do, commit to quality time with your dad. You know why? You want his influence to be the greatest influence in your life. You want his words to have the greatest impact in your life. Do you really realize there are people who don't have your best interests in mind? There are people in your life right now who don't have your best interests in mind. Do you realize that? Is that a shock to anybody? There are people who will smile in your face and hope you fail. And how tempting is it for you and I to depend on them because we can see and touch them? God, we have family, quality time with our dad is critical because we need oxygen. Prayer is like oxygen to our bodies. We are the body of Christ. Never lose, Verse 49 says, And when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out, verse 50, for they all saw him and were troubled, but immediately he talked with them and said to them, be of good cheer, it is I. We'll deal with that in a second. Do not be afraid. Verse 51 says, then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled. If you're in the middle of your faith walk because of his leading, you need to understand that he is going to show himself strong on your behalf. If you're doing what he said do, if you're in the midst, if you're on the walk that he's called you to, rest assured he's got your back. Rest assured he's going to show himself strong on your behalf. That takes us to verse 52, last verse. For they had not understood about the loaves because their hearts were hardened. Now, previous to this, the miracle on the water, there was the miracle of the two-piece fish dinner. You guys remember that? There was thousands of people who were fed on a two-piece fish dinner, and there was 12 baskets left over. You know what? That just happened, and they forgot. They forgot. The danger with you and I forgetting the goodness of God is it causes our hearts to be hardened. All of us have a room full of grace trophies that we have to go in and brag on God about every now and then. Every now and then, God, you took me through this. God, you're so faithful. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. I didn't think I was going to live last year. Oh, God, thank you so much. You brought my child through that situation. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. When I didn't have a job, I have a job now. Oh, God, thank you so much. When I didn't have a place to stay, I have a place to stay now. We have to look at the grace trophies in our life. You know, everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. And you know what? That's not weird. Celebrate Jesus. Clap your hands. Celebrate Jesus. That's not weird. Celebrate Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus. You know, none of us deserve his goodness. None. God has yet to find somebody qualified to be in the ministry. And the word of God is going forth still because it's about him, not about us. Application. Protect, never lose sight of God's goodness. Look at your neighbor and say that. Those of you online, look into the screen. Never lose sight of God's goodness. Never lose sight of his goodness. Protect your quality time with dad. it keeps our hearts pliable. It keeps us from getting a hardened heart. When we know, can we just be honest with each other? All of us are here because of the grace of God. True or not true? All of us are here because of the grace of God. We didn't earn any of this. We didn't earn this. There's so much to be thankful for. In our application, grab your notes. Those of you who are watching us online, the notes are available for you. Let's go through these together. In application, what to do when you're, now notice I said when, not if. What to do when you're troubled. Number one says what? Listen to Jesus. You know, in the last scripture that we read, or actually verse 50, Jesus said, be of good cheer. Call those things that be not as though they were. Proof text of that statement is Romans 4:17. He also said, it is I. You know what that means? That means acknowledge who Jesus is in your life. And then he said, do not be afraid. Do not take on the personality of fear. Do not come into agreement with fear. There's a difference than feeling fear when it comes to becoming fear, embracing fear, and reciting fear. Be not afraid. Don't you dare allow the enemy to use your mouthpiece to influence his agenda in your life. When fear comes, you can say, the word of God says, do not fear. The word of God says, fear not. I'm not going to fear. I'm going to trust God Almighty. I'm going to trust the word of God. The word says that I am more than a conqueror. Amen. Family, that's a choice. We have to listen to Jesus. Number two says what? Submit to God. You know, when I was preparing this lesson, this is what I got in my spirit. God said, I didn't call you to do this alone. I called you to be with me. You have done it your way for a long time. Come to me. Come back to me. I love you. I'm calling out to you. Will you come? I'm offering you peace. Will you receive? Your way has left you empty. I will fill you to overflowing. His way didn't work. And deep down on the inside, you still feel empty. You feel like no one knows your pain and the struggle. I am your Lord. I do. I am your God, and I love you. I see you. If you let me, I'll carry that for you. Whoever that's for, grab hold of that truth. Loneliness is a lie. Hebrews 13:5 said he will never leave us or forsake us. Let's go to James chapter 4 and verse 7. If that was for you, if you're watching online, grab hold of that. Write it down. Mark the date. And watch what God does. Number two says what? Submit to God. Submission keeps flesh off the throne. James 4:7 says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submitting to God makes you his responsibility. That is such a profound statement. When you and I submit to God, we become his responsibility. Here's the thing. We will doubt ourselves a lot quicker than we doubt our source. You know, the example I have for that, if you work for a Fortune 500 company, you don't doubt payday. If you've attach yourself to a Fortune 500 company, you're not praying, you're not pacing back and forth believing your paycheck's going to show up. Now, if you are self-employed, and your paycheck depends on your ability to get new sales, to get contracts, to have a supply of product, isn't it easier to doubt yourself? Three of us believe that. Isn't it easier to doubt yourself if you're self-employed? When we understand whose we are, we can kick doubt in the mouth. You're His. He is way more powerful than that company you work for. He is way more powerful. He is trustworthy. We have to understand who we belong to. He's got you. Look at somebody and say, He's got you. He's got you, Brother Donnie. He's got you, Franz. So very important. Submitting to God makes you His responsibility. Number three, he says what? Speak to the mountain. Mark 11:22-23 says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever, guess what? Everybody qualifies. Every one of us falls under the whoever. Says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Your faith in God speaks to the mountains in your lives. Your belief in him being your source has the boldness to speak to whatever comes before you. Your speaking attacks the doubt that's trying to get into your heart. Number four says what? Pray for wisdom and revelation. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 through 18. Pray for wisdom and revelation. Ephesians 1, can we get that on the screen? The New King James, if you have it. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 through 18. Let's read that together. I know I encourage you to read your own Bible and have it, but I want to read this together. So turn your attention to the screen. Let's read this together. Ready? Read. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. One more. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Family, we have wisdom, revelation, knowledge, and understanding available to us at all times. We are never without the ability to tap into wisdom, revelation, understanding, and knowledge. When we understand that, we can do something about the gray areas in our lives. We can do something about the doubt-filled questions in our lives. We can do something about our hesitation because of not knowing. We can go to the Word of God and say, Lord, you said that I could pray for wisdom, revelation, understanding, and knowledge, and I'm doing just that. And because you're the man that you would lie, I know that this is what coming to me. Amen. Number five says what? Pray for boldness and unity. Acts chapter 4, verse 23 and 24 says, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God. How? With one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in. You know what they were doing? They were worshiping God. They were magnifying God. They were exalting God. When you and I exalt and magnify God over the situation and over the circumstances, those things get smaller and smaller. When we magnify the things, the situations and circumstances, it's as if we're making those bigger in our lives and we're shrinking God's ability, our capabilities, and our connection with God Almighty. It's important when you and I are in the middle of the storm, exalt who sent you over the storm itself. Exalt the one who has power in his hands. Exalt him over this. And here's the thing. I will never deny that situations and circumstances can be bad. They could be looming. They could be depressing. They could be full of fear. However, what we magnify, we make bigger in our lives. And when we understand that God is bigger than the situation, when God is bigger than the circumstance, we begin to move from that perspective and not the things superseding. Verse 29 of Acts 4 says, "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness that they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." Verse 31. And when they had prayed, what they do? The place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, the multitude of those who believe were of, what's it say? One heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say anything that he possessed was his own. But they had all things in common. Verse 33 says, "And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." Hallelujah. You know, that is a picture of unity. That is a picture of believers gathering together, coming together on one accord, and allowing great grace and great power to be unleashed on their behalf. You know, I believe that's possible today. I believe that because we are gathered in the name of Jesus, that we can get on one accord. We can be as if we are one soul, and great power and great grace could be released on all of our lives. Let's stand to our feet. Father, we saw in your word where the disciples and the apostles got together. They gathered. They came to you and they shared in their own companion the threats of the high priest. And they began to worship you. They began to acknowledge you. And the end result was great grace and great power. You don't love us less than you love them. So here we are, gathered together, looking to you, acknowledging you, your goodness. Begin to worship. Is he good? Has he been good to you? Father, we come together boldly. We trust you with our lives. We know that your anointing is such that it can not only destroy the yokes, but it can protect us and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We honor you. You are a good God. There is none like you. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Glory to God. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come together right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Say this with me. Say, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we come to you on one accord. We come to you. Thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for grace deposits and truth impartations. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord, for protect. Has he protected you? Thank you, Lord, for protecting me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Will you come to the altar and just begin to worship God? Will you come right now? Will you come to the altar and just spend some time with Dad? Just spend some time. Come on up. Come on up. Let's come to the altar. Let's come to the altar and just worship God for a little bit. Is that all right? Can we worship God together corporately? Can we all gather together like they did in Acts chapter 4? Oh, you're so good. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, we honor you. We magnify you. We praise your holy name forever. Lord, there's something about the corporate anointing. We come expecting breakthrough. We acknowledge you. You are our Lord. You are our God. Oh, we love you, Lord. We magnify you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, because of you, we will never be the same. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, Ishikra sama la rasite ketise tokorana. Oh, rerabala de disiera. Amala gangra si sherero sorora rabanga bala bosie. Oh, rabasada la bagrinde glesito roloboso. Oh, rebala di desitona na male rere vide vide rosso cora bahanara. Oh, I am looking to and fro for people whose hearts are focused on me. I am looking for a people that's not ashamed to worship me. I am looking for a people who's not ashamed to acknowledge me, that their comfort is not more important than their worship. Oh, I'm looking for a people who's not afraid to boldly cry out to my name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, here we are, Lord. Here we are, sir. Oh, we believe. We still believe. We trust you. We acknowledge you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed to acknowledge you. You are our Lord. You are our hope. We trust in you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise your holy name forever. Glory to God. Oh, the corporate anointing is the greatest anointing in the earth realm. Oh, what if we came together on one accord? What if we came together as one soul, crying out to the one answer? There's only one solution. Jesus is the only solution. Jesus is the only answer to everything that's going on. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. We can come together on one accord. We can acknowledge the answer. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We acknowledge you. You are the truth. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody watching online who's been suffering with migraines. You are healed in the name of Jesus. The power of God, the anointing, is going to touch you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody watching online that's been suffering from low back pain. In the name of Jesus, I speak to your back and I say, pain, go in the name of Jesus. Mobility, go. Flexibility, come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who is she to her, to you? Your friend. Lay hands on her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Lord, we just love you. You're so good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may go back to your seats. I'm going to do one more thing before we dismiss. And I never know who's watching, or I never know who's in the house. And I don't ever want to have a service and not give people the opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, if you're watching online, if this is for you, we're encouraging you to pray this along with us. Let's pray to receive Jesus. Again, like I said, I don't know who's watching online, but I do know we are called to introduce people to Jesus. So let's pray. What's your son's name? Say it again. Jonathan? Terrell. Do I have to say both names? Okay. All right. Your son. Do you believe that there's no space or time in the spirit realm? Felicia's believing for her son. Her son is having back surgery tomorrow. Tomorrow? And we're going to agree with her. We're going to agree that the Holy Spirit guides the hands of the surgeon. And we're gonna hear testimony because of that. You know, faith acts. Dear Heavenly Father, we come together in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know that there's no space or time in the spirit realm. So we touch and agree according to Matthew 18, 18 through 20. We agree and we touch that you guide the hands of the surgeon. You give them wisdom and insight. We pray for his back right now. And we thank you, Lord, that he is healed. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We declare healing come in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Raise your hands up. Thank you, Lord. All the way up. All the way up. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I believe. Thank you, Lord. What a bold confession. Say that again. I believe. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We acknowledge you. You are the wonderful healer. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy written word. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that he was raised from the dead, I will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. By God's grace, provision has already been made. Everything I need has been bought and paid for. Now, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. By faith in your word, I receive salvation now in Jesus' name. Now, we believe that you don't have to wait to be baptized in the Holy Spirit after you say yes to Jesus. We believe that there is nothing more important to a believer than having the ability to be in union with the Holy Spirit. So if you're watching online or you're here today and you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, today is your day. Let's pray together. Say, Father God, I am your child. You are my Father. You have supernatural power, and you've promised it to me. Your word says that what father would have their son ask for bread, and you would give them stone. Let's go there. Let's go to Luke. Let's go over to Luke. Luke chapter 11. I'm right there. Luke chapter 11 and verse 10 says, "For everyone who asks, receive, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened." This is the part I was trying to get to. Verse 11 says, "If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will you offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, that word evil means natural, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. What I want you to hear is receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit is as simple as asking. So we're going to pray, whether you're here on or online, and receive the Holy Spirit. Repeat after me, say, Father, I recognize my need for power to live this new life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I receive by faith right now. Thank you for baptizing me in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in my life. I believe and I receive right now. Amen and amen. If you've prayed that prayer for the first time, it doesn't matter what you feel, because we prayed according to the Word of God. And if you've prayed that out of your heart for the first time, welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the body of Christ, and welcome to the Spirit-filled life. If that's you, please reach out to us and let us know, because we have some great resources that can show us how to walk this thing out. What an awesome opportunity to share the Word of God with you today. Thank you so much for opening your heart. You know, there was great utterance because of your opening up and giving God access. And that's intentional. How many of you received something from the Word today? Did you receive something? You know, we're taught in the natural to say something when we receive something. We're taught to say thank you. Let's thank our Father. Father, thank you. Thank you for healing. Thank you for saving. Thank you for baptizing in the Holy Spirit. Oh, we're so grateful. Thank you. We are honored that you would come and be in our midst, manifested in such a great way. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have an amazing week. You are dismissed.